Hello, everybody. Good morning, afternoon, whatever we are now. Sorry for the late start. Turns out that this is an accurate representation of not just the road to mainstream matrix, but also the combination of HDMI and USB-C devices before me. So I'm now going to fit a probably 55-minute presentation into about 40 minutes. So buckle up, because we're going for a ride. So first of all, hopefully everybody knows by now, Matrix is an open network for secure, decentralized, real-time communication. The mission being to build the real-time communication layer of the open web. The whole idea is that no single party owns your conversations. They are replicated, shared across all participating servers. So different graph this time, looking at the 30-day retained users. So this is the actual secret metric that we've been staring at. It's literally on a Grafana dashboard in the wall of Matrix Foundation offices in Chiswick in London, looking at how many people have actually been hanging around for at least 30 days on the platform at any given point. So if they stop using it for more than 30 days, they disappear. If they're being added for more than 30 days, then they get added to the tally count. And this is based on the phone home stats that Synapse has across all reporting servers. And you can see that many years ago now, 6 years ago, we were down at a couple of tens of thousands. It's been growing fairly linearly. We've had some kind of more exponential phases through to 2022, then a bit of a slowdown in 23, but then I'm happy to say in 2024, things are moving off, and indeed since the summer, things are really heading on a slightly better track again. So we are here today to talk about the road to mainstream matrix, and this is a road that has both a past and a future. So I warn you, if you expect me to talk an awful lot of very geeky stuff about new MSCs, this is going to be a bit of a mix. We're going to look at things in the bigger picture for once. So I apologize if anybody flees in horror at this, but I promise we'll have some fun demos, which definitely won't work given I'm doing this off Hamidine's laptop, but let's find out where it goes. So first of all, in the past, May 2014, the dream. We sat down and said, hey, why don't we try to build the missing communication layer of the web? And we already had a team of about 10 folks who'd been working together for about 10 years, doing lots of SIP, we wrote our own VoIP stacks, and all that sort of thing. And our idea was that we would build an implementation first called Synapse. And in fact, originally Matrix was called Project Synapse. That was the code name. And we would use this implementation to prove the protocol worked and try to figure it out. And then, having implemented it, would we spec it, updating the one true spec. This would keep us anchored in reality, hopefully. The whole idea had been that we would prioritize a killer app, a actual real-life production code, over a theoretical protocol. And this is, I apologize for the corporate PowerPoint, this is the original Project Synapse timeline before it was even called Matrix. And you can see, starting in May, we go and actually build the thing. We launch it at TechCrunch Disrupt. We then go around the world telling people how amazing it is, including FOSDEM in February 2015. So this is our 10th year at FOSDEM. And then we would try to get people to actually use it. And you can possibly read, it says here, get the glossy app to differentiate, which is horrible business speak for saying we want to have a killer app that people can actually use. So, 2014 September, here we are at 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning of the TechCrunch Disrupt hackathon. Weirdly enough, nobody is hacking on Matrix because it is about 6 hours old at this point, and so we do so instead. We ship Synapse, we go and ship this thing called SciWeb, which became renamed Matrix Console, and actually had an awful lot of stuff. You'd have chat, you'd have one-to-one VoIP, you get Federation in there too. I think VoIP got added literally at the last hour. And again, the whole idea is it would prove the implementations and then we'd spec it. And it looked like this. So this is a real screenshot from a few days before launch on September the 3rd with a stupid Inception joke and the XKCT joke. And you can see even at this point that people have got their real Matrix IDs. You can see Eric on EricJ on jki.re. You can see me as Arathorn on Arisphere.net and a whole bunch of other people. And it's ugly as sin. And if anybody can be bothered to click on that hyperlink, you would go there in your Matrix client today and see that it is still there. The images won't work because this is pre-release. And so obviously we broke the API at the last minute before we actually released. But it's kind of fun that we can time travel all the way back there. Also, during the hackathon, we made Animatrix. Anybody know what Animatrix is? Ooh, okay, about 10 people. So I'll show you about 5 seconds of our slightly cringy hackathon pitch showing this thing off, assuming that we've got enough connectivity. What we have here is a Unity thing where you use inverse kinematics to go and puppet this little character, hit send, and the world's first ever Android Matrix client, and that was literally what became eventually Riot Android and nowadays Element Android, was written in order to take this 3D telemetry, define your own animation of the stick man going and wandering across the thing, hit send, send it to the other person, they re-render it. This is 4 years before Memoji, I hasten to add. So what does this tell us?